We often hear phrases like this, the benefit of hindsight. Hindsight is a great thing. If only I had known that beforehand, I wouldn't have said that or I wouldn't have done that. Hindsight is a great thing. And I want to follow on from the reading that Christine brought to us this morning. And when they came past this Red Sea that was a threat to them and a problem to them and caused them so much trouble and panic and disbelief, and even thinking, we would have been better off if we stayed in Egypt than be at this place now. After they saw the marvelous deliverance that God wrought for them, here they are, this multitude of people, the Israelites, standing on the seashore. And they sing this song. I will sing to the Lord, for he is highly exalted. The horse and the rider, he has hurled into the sea. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. He is my God, and I will praise him, my Father's God, and I will exalt him. Later on, your right hand, O Lord, with majestic power. Your right hand, O Lord, shattered the enemy. In the greatness of your majesty, you threw down those who opposed you. Who among the gods is like you, O Lord? Who is like you, majestic in holiness, awesome in glory, working wonders? In your unfailing love, you led us, the people you have redeemed. In your strength, you will guide them to your holy dwelling. What a difference a day made. The previous day, they are marching and they come to this Red Sea. And behind them, the Pharaoh and his armies are pursuing them, bent on destroying them. And now, 24 hours later, they are standing on the seashore. And if we can picture them in our mind this morning, this company of people standing the other side now of the Red Sea, and if we look in their faces, wow, they're almost beside themselves with joy. They are so happy. And in their desire to praise God, they burst forth in song. Now, I try to think about this a bit and think, well, you know, this is a huge number of people. How did they suddenly burst into this particular song? Like, how did they all know the words? They had no time to sort of practice. But it seems as if Miriam, the sister of Moses, she was particularly gifted in music, and we are so thankful this morning for singers and musicians. She led them, and they responded. You know, like sometimes there's an echo. So she would lead them, and they would respond in song, and they just give vent to their joy. And they praised God. And I wonder if anybody in that crowd thought, I'm almost ashamed. I feel ashamed, really, that yesterday, when we were faced with the problem, I panicked. I feel a bit guilty, really, that I even had those thoughts of giving up and back to Egypt and thinking, how could I think that it was better in Egypt than being here with God's people, marching to a home that he has promised us. How could I think that? I don't know if anybody thought that, or whether they were the feelings of elation and joy sort of overcame everything. But one thing is for sure, that when they stood on the other side of the Red Sea, well, their faith must have been strengthened. Because they had this huge, they were facing death, really. And they had this huge difficulty. And yet, God had brought them through it in a most marvelous way, in a miraculous way, in a supernatural way. And the crises had only served really to strengthen them and renew their faith in God. And that's why the song said those words, "Who among you is like you, O Lord? Majestic, awesome, working wonders. You stretched out your right hand and the enemy was no more. In your unfailing love, you led us, we the people you have redeemed." Their faith had been strengthened. But not only had their faith been strengthened, but they had seen a fresh revelation of the reality of their God. They had seen something new of his glory. This crisis, this problem, this difficulty, when they were at their wits' end, only served to reveal something more of how wonderful God is and God's grace. It was a fresh revelation of the glory and majesty of God, and they sang concerning that. "In your unfailing love, you led us, the people you have redeemed." You see, it wasn't all that long ago. It wasn't all that long ago that they were slaves in Egypt. And they were suffering. They were God's people, but they were slaves. But then another time when God revealed his power to deliver. And he saved them. He gave them the way forward. And the great story of the Passover. And because they took God at his word and they did what he said, they were sheltered under the sacrifice that they made with the lamb, the Passover lamb. And when the destroying angel came, they were safe. And God brought them out of Egypt and he delivered them. And you would have thought that in the light of what God did in the past, they would have been stronger at the Red Sea. But isn't it is so true of us. We are prone to forget. We are prone to forget history and past blessings, and we are prone to forget what God has done for us in the past. Then all of a sudden, we are faced with a new situation, and we think, oh, this is different. God has let us down. God has failed us. Instead of in the light of past grace, facing the future, knowing that his grace will always be sufficient, and knowing that his grace is always future, as well as past and present, we tend to forget that this is just another opportunity for God to work. And to forget, too, that our God is a God of miracles. Do we believe that? Do we believe as Christians we are walking really in the supernatural? Our God is far greater than even our minds at best can comprehend. He is far bigger, and there is nothing but nothing but nothing that is too difficult for him to do. There is nothing impossible with God. And God is trying to get this lesson over to them all the time. I brought you out of Egypt. That seemed an impossible situation. You were slaves. You couldn't do anything to help yourself, but I brought you out. And now you've come to this Red Sea and you're panicking and some of you almost want to go back. Listen, there is nothing but nothing that is too difficult for me to do. And when we follow their history, they're going across the desert and they run out of this and they run out of that. Where are we going to get this from? Where are we going to get that from? God brought them through. God looked after them. And not one single promise from God ever failed. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that encouraging? I want to move on to another scene by the seaside. Down by the seaside. Listen as I read it. It's taken from another chapter 15, not Exodus chapter 15. That was, if you like, at the beginning of the whole story of redemption. But now we are right at the end of the story of redemption. Everything is coming to its grand and glorious climax for the church and for the people of God. And in Revelation chapter 15, we read these words, "I saw in heaven another great and marvelous sign. Seven angels with seven last plagues, last because with them God's wrath is completed." Now, verse 2. "And I saw what looked like a sea of glass mixed with fire. And standing beside the sea, those who had been victorious, they held harps given them by God and sang the song of Moses." "The servant of God and the song of the Lamb. Great and marvelous are your deeds, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are your ways, King of the ages. Who will not fear you, O Lord, and bring glory to your name? For you alone are holy. All nations will come and worship before you, for your righteous acts have been revealed." Now just think of the first group down by the Red Sea. He's brought us through that. The enemy has been defeated. And they burst into song. And now we have this second scene. A company of people standing by what seems to be a sea. Now, when we come to Revelation, the scenes are so wonderful that they defy description very often. And so you come across this. They weren't standing by the sea. They were standing by what looked like a sea. A sea that was pure and clear and crystal. And yet, this sea that is pure, there's fire mixed with it. Speaking that not only is this sea a blessing for some, but it's a judgment for others. But these people have come through this sea and they are standing on the seashore and they are victorious, we read. Just like they were victorious. These people are victorious. And God has brought these people through. And these people are the redeemed. Just like Israel were the redeemed from Egypt, these people are the redeemed too. They have a redeemer, and his name is Jesus. And he has redeemed them, and he has saved them. And he has been with them every step of the journey. By his Spirit, he has empowered them, and they have walked with him, and now he has brought them to the final obstacle, and he has brought them through it, and now they are in glory, and now they sing the song of their Redeemer, and they borrow the words of Exodus 15, because it's appropriate for them too. Lord, it's all been of you. The situation looked impossible, but you brought us through. And you not only saved us, but you kept us, and you delivered us, and you brought us safely to our home. Faith now has not been renewed. Do you know what's happened now? Faith has given place to sight. And whereas the Israelites saw something fresh of the glory and the wonder of their God, these people are in the full enjoyment of it. Now they are equipped physically to take in the totality of the beauty and glory of God. Faith has at last been replaced by sight. And their testimony is this. I'm sure if we were to ask them this morning, as they look back over their journey, their testimony would be to us, oh, never doubt him. Never doubt for a single moment that your situation is beyond what God can do. But rather believe this, that in every circumstance of life, its joys and its sorrows, God is at work. And he's doing something. He's doing something for his glory and for your ultimate blessing. That would be their testimony to us this morning. Never give up. Never think for one minute of going back. But keep going on and press on, because he will not fail you. His grace will always be sufficient. And there is nothing but nothing but nothing impossible with God. Oh, may we listen to their testimony. We said when we started, it's great sometimes when we think, oh, I wish I'd known that beforehand. I wouldn't have done that. And benefits of hindsight, we say. It's okay with the benefits of hindsight to come to that conclusion, but I didn't know before. Listen, we do have the benefit of hindsight. We do. God has told us. God has told us that he's going to look after us. And God has told us that he's going to bring us to our heavenly home. Oh, Lord. I feel sometimes like the man who came to the Lord in the Gospels and said, Lord, I believe, but just help me in my unbelief. Lord bless his word to us this morning. Amen.